Everybody hear me okay?
You good? Okay. All right. For those of you here who may not know me, my name is Ken Sheldon. My mom and Woody Salter were brother and sister. So Helen was my aunt, and she was a great aunt. She really was. I too came with her much. Don't hear that. There were so many things I want to say, but I think the Reverend hacked my email this morning because everything that he said about her really was. But my wife says I grew up in a white bread family. She didn't mean that racially. She meant that we had vanilla ice cream, we had white bread, everything was white. Helen introduced me to multigrain bread. Everybody knows her food, her lasagna. Growing up, one of my favorite foods was roast beef, but in my house it was made in a pot on the top of the stove. But not Helen's. Helen's was a real roast. And let me tell you, go down to her house for dinner for a roast with mashed potatoes or homemade biscuits. It was great. I can attest to her Swedish meatballs. As I said, it goes on and on. But I have so many great memories of Aunt Helen. I really do. One of the things that sticks out of my mind when I was a little kid was like, wow, she went to college. I didn't know that very many women went to college back then. Of course, my teachers did, but I didn't really know them. But it was something that I thought was really cool. And as you mentioned, sports. I never had a woman play baseball in the NBR, except for Helen. When we were on summer vacation, there were summer Olympics at Plumberville. She was part of it. She was out there. There was a volleyball game. She did it. I was like amazed that this woman was out there doing that. I'll never forget those things, really. As was mentioned, we've been on vacation. We'd all be relaxing on the beach, whereas Helen, you know, we're ready to go back at the end of the day, and she's just coming down for the day because she was baking a turkey for having three cabins of people over for dinner. But that was Helen. It really was. And swimming was mentioned, too. And her last few years going to Maine, she had that bathing cap that she always wore. Don't ask me how her hair looked perfect when she took it off, but it did. And Chip and I used to joke, we were going to have to get some type of a homing beacon because she would just go out and swim, go up the shoreline, and we were never quite sure where she were, so we needed something to locate her, but it never came to that. Most people clean their house when Helen was coming, we clean. And as was mentioned by the gentleman talking about bringing Helen's name up in the kitchen, in our household, Helen is synonymous with clean. If I would come home from work and Phil would do a big clean, I said, oh, I see Helen visited today. On Thanksgiving Day, our son Jeff was up. And the reality is, as was briefly mentioned, Helen could be a little difficult at times. I love her dearly, but she could be. Woody was a quiet guy, as we all know. You never were quite sure what Woody was thinking, but with Helen, we always knew. Always did. Sometime over the course of my life, I was able to give it back to her to some degree. And I think because I was a man, and I never got a kiss on the cheek. Not just sometimes, I never did. I knew it was a grab the chin, pull it in, and pull it right on the lips every time. I'm sure my son could probably test it. But I don't know what it changed. Maybe it's because I married a dark-haired, dark-eyed, dark-skinned woman, her persuasion. But at some time it did. And I'm not going to go over all the memories I have of Helen, but they were just great. But Chip, Beth, Betty, our families are linked forever to our parents. They really are. I think it's a great thing. I think we have a great family. But our folks have set quite a high standard for us. They really have to live up to. And I can remember as a kid saying, oh, I am not going to be like my father. I'm not going to do that. Chip and I fight over the food bill over together. Just like our fathers embarrass us at the restaurants fighting over the food bill. I keep lists like my dad does. I think, you know, how much is nature nurture, I don't know. And I think if you guys are honest, you'll come up with things you say, oh my word, I just did what Helen would do, or I did something that Woody would do, and we always thought we would never be that way. But I've spoken to many families of my patients who have died. And the one thing that I've learned from them is no matter what our age, when our parents pass away, our mother is still our mother and our father is still our father. It's okay to grieve for them. It's okay to feel a bit relieved that Aunt Helen has died. We're not happy that she's dead, but we're happy that, or we're relieved that she's been released from this life.
of actually living out the long way.
And grieving takes time, and if death may hit you when you least expect it. It may be when you see that Clorox bottle in the supermarket when you were sitting there. We find a way of those. Excellent. It could be a photo, or you could be going through the garage and come across a piece of this right here. But it's okay. Know what's going to happen. You think things are good, and at some point it's going to hit you, but that's okay. Helen Thelma, I used to call her sometimes and get away with it. You were one of a kind, you truly were. You're going to be deeply missed by your whole family and all of your friends that are gathered here. You really are. You had love for your family, you had love for Woody first, then love for your family. She loved cooking and cleaning. It was mentioned about the church, and Eric mentioned to me that when he came in yesterday, he expected to see her laid out in the kitchen. But we're really going to miss Helen. We really are. John 14:2 says, Jesus was telling his followers, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you?" And while I'm not a theologian and I'll leave it up to the clergy in the room, I got a feeling that those rooms aren't going to need cleaning. But if they are, Helen's going to be first in line with a bucket.